Good afternoon and welcome back to Books with Becky.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
And again, good afternoon and welcome to Books with Becky. Today we're hopping across the pond to chat with Irish author Mary Bradford. Let everybody know in advance that we've discovered on some other international calls there is a slight delay in between my speech and then that speech of my guest. So I apologize in advance, and then if you encounter any type of lags, those pauses aren't a problem with your computer. It is a problem with our connection. So thanks. Mary, are you there?
I'm here, Becky, yes.
Hi, thanks so much for coming on today.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So how are things in Ireland?
Ireland is very dull, very gray, and very wet right now.
We're in the midst of a heat wave over here in Pennsylvania, and it's just so humid, so funky. So actually gray and wet kind of sounds great to me right now.
not when you have it nearly every day, Becky. We would like a little bit of sunshine. It is supposed to be summer, but with Ireland, you get the four seasons all in one day.
Well, I hear rumor that that's why it's always green.
Yes, that's said all right. And we certainly do have the 40 shades of green. And yeah, it's beautiful here, I must say. It's a beautiful country, regardless of the weather.
Oh, I absolutely love your accent. So clearly you are an Irish native.
Yes, I'm from County Cork, down south.
Do you set your novels locally?
I set them in Ireland, and I lived in the capital, Dublin, for over 20 years. It's where I met my husband and raised my children. So my novels are contemporary novels, and they usually deal with family and relationships, and I set them basically in Ireland, really. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm Irish. I'm Irish by descent.
Who are you?
So coming to Ireland is like number one on my bucket list of things I want to do is to visit over there. I do enjoy Irish authors and books that are set in Ireland and things like that. Like I consider it, you know, like preparation. I'm preparing.
Yeah. So, well, we certainly do have quite a lot of writers and authors and playwrights and poets here in Ireland. I must say we are rich with literature for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I do. It's, I don't know, the magic, I guess, you know, that just is inherent in Irish, you know, culture and history. And now it's just, you know, we've gotten to a point now in history where everybody is so cynical and technologically advanced and all that. So I feel like the magic comes out with the stories.
Yes, yes. I mean, we have got a rich heritage in storytelling and of, you know, long ago around the fireside when people had no other entertainment other than the storyteller that would come along and, you know, get the imaginations going. And it's a wonderful tradition we have. And that still takes place in some, they're called the rambling houses, the rural, more so in the rural areas, where you have communities coming together for a night of storytelling, singing, you know, a bit of crack and enjoyment. And so it's good that some traditions are still going.
Oh, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
See, it just makes me want to travel, although that's really not something that the world is doing right now.
No.
Nobody's traveling.
No, no. We're all told, stay at home, stay at home. But there'd be other years.
Yeah. Stay at home, read a book.
Yes, yes. And grab mine while you're at it. If you like Ireland, why not? Go get your my first novel, yeah, My Husband's Sin, and my second novel, Don't Call Me Mom. So there you go.
So you want to tell us a little bit about Don't Call Me Mom? Because that's the one that I have the cover art and the link for.
Yes, I'd love to, Becky. Thanks. Yes, it's even though it's part two of the Lacey Taylor series, they can be read as standalones. But I must say, I really enjoyed writing Don't Call Me Mom. I think it's because I knew the characters so well that I had written about them. And it's Lacey's. Lacey is the main character. It's her story in both book one and continued in book two. And book two was not actually planned. When I wrote My Husband's Sin, I didn't plan on writing a sequel or a book two to it. But people ask me, well, what happened next and how did it work out for her and how did her life continue on? I ended up having to write book two, Don't Call Me Mum. And because I knew the characters so well, like I say, I found it an easy book to write. And there's a twist in the end that I obviously can't reveal. But
No spoilers.
No spoilers. And I thought, this is it. That's it, book two. And people are happy and it's out there. And then I discover they go, but no, hang on, there's got to be more to this. So that is why I'm writing book three at the moment. But book two is all about Lacey and how she gets on with her mom and the relationship. As I say, I write a lot about family and friends and relationships. I suppose being a mother of four children, they're all now adult children, and I'm a nana to two little boys, I have two lovely little grandsons. So it reflects then in my writing, even in my short stories, I deal a lot with relationships.
Oh, I really enjoy that. So this would be, so it's not a romance, it's more of a family drama?
No.
Would you say?
It's a family drama. Yes, I would. I'd agree, okay. Becky. Yeah, it's family drama. And it's the ups and downs, the good and the bad of what goes through the lives of people in the one family and how they're all affected by one major thing and how they all deal with it and how they deal with it differently. And as you know, where there are families, you're going to get different opinions, different points of views, and they all think they're the right. You know, so, yeah. So it's a lot, yeah, definitely family drama, family saga. And I wouldn't say it's a romance, even though there's a little bit of romance in there. But no, family drama.
No. I like that, though. So kind of, okay, so I'm going to make a radical comparison just for the fun of it, but kind of like an Irish Godfather series? Like it's a family drama?
The comparison, I missed that, sorry.
The Godfather? You know, like how it's the book, not the movies. The book. The original book about the family saga, the interrelationships, how one person handling a situation is different from another person and how they, you know. So, I mean, I meant the book, not the movie.
I'd see the movie as a gangsters. Yeah, no, it is a family saga in the sense of it's Lacey, as I said, is the central character in the Taylor family. And it's what happens to Lacey and how everything and the people around her, her brother and her sisters and her friends, how they all react and how the fallout of what happens affects them. So
That sounds really compelling.
It has. And it's done really well for me. The first novel has done really well for me in America and the second one is doing quite well as well. So I'm quite pleased. And it's lovely when people read your book and they want to know more and they want you to write the next one with the same character. I feel you've clicked with people, you know, you have made some connection with readers. So I'm enjoying it at the moment.
I definitely should. I know I do.
Yeah, it is. It's great when you get good feedback from the readers, and that you it's the pat on the back you get to say you're doing something right, and that, because writing is, you know, writing can be a difficult thing and it can be a draining thing, and you doubt yourself so much at times as a writer. So, you know, it's just nice to get that little keep on going, I'd love to know more. And particularly if they give you reviews, I mean, that's a bonus. And it's good. It's good to have the connection with the readers, which can be very difficult, you know, to have at times.
Well, the options available to them, like the sheer number of not just authors but books. It's so if you manage to connect with anyone through your writing, like it's not like you're, you know, my mom buys all my books. I don't mean my mom, but like, you know, actually hearing from a stranger that found you and enjoyed you, it's incredibly validating. Oh, it's a wonderful feeling.
It is. Yeah, yeah. And like as a writer,
although
yourself,
I love
Becky,
that my mom is my biggest fan and buys all my books, just in case she's listening. I love my mom.
Hello to Becky's mom from Ireland.
Where would we
be without the moms?
Nowhere. Be nowhere. So, yeah, I understand completely what you mean about connecting with a complete stranger somewhere, you know, anywhere in the world, and they've read your words and they were moved by them. It's an incredible thing.
It is. And it's a blessing. I consider it a blessing because it's not often, like you say, to have someone at the other side of the world, you know, to they gave their time to read your work, and time is so precious. I think it's just wonderful.
It's magical.
It is, yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and like even with the opportunity to speak to yourself, Becky, and just to get word out there again about my books, I appreciate it so much. It's wonderful. It's really an honor, you know, to be able to bring my writing to a wider audience.
Oh, I had this idea and I'm like, I'm not even sure if anybody would want to do this, but you know, it kind of a little bit of, you know, voyeuristic for readers, maybe to actually like hear our voices and how we think. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, I thought,
and I'm sure,
like, you know what, this could be fun.
It's a brilliant idea. And I'm sure we don't sound like anything like they expected us to, you know, particularly
probably
when
not.
You're listening back and you hear your own voice and you go, oh my God, did I really sound like that? You know,
I don't like the sound of my own voice when I hear it on recordings.
I don't think anyone really does.
Oh, I just got the warning that we are down to the 1 minute mark. It tends to cut us off rather abruptly when it gets to the end of that minute. So I want to make sure that I thank you for being my guest today and giving us a sneak peek into Don't Call Me Mum. And definitely, I not only is it a book I intend to pick up, but I'm definitely going to start with the first one. I like to read a series in order, even if they do stand alone. I like to read them in order.
So you're very good,
Becky.
And thank you, too.
Oh, yeah. There are I just lost my train of thought. I am so sorry. So in addition to a short bio and a book link, you'll also find, this is for listeners, we got 10 seconds. You'll also find a short blurb about the book, which will be attached to the link that's available on the episode info. So, and we're done. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, cut us off. Damn it.
Okay.
hate me.